Good afternoon, and thank you very much for joining us here at Sun Sounds for the Tuesday, March 11th edition of the East Valley News. I am J.W. Nicholas, your reader for the next half hour, and we'll be looking at news from the past week in Chandler, Gilbert, and Sun Lakes. So we'll get started with our first article from the Chandler Arizonan, this one by Ken Sain, Arizonan Managing Editor. FBI confirms it looked into complaint about Poston. The FBI is confirming for the first time it did investigate Chandler Councilwoman Jane Poston after receiving a formal complaint from the Chandler Police Department. Based upon these allegations, the FBI opened an investigation and has since determined no further investigative action is necessary and the matter is being closed. Special Agent in Charge Jose A. Perez wrote to Chandler Police Chief Brian Chapman on February 12th. Poston and former Chandler Law Enforcement Association, CLEA, President Michael Collins have filed lawsuits against the city for defamation because of an email sent by former Police Chief Sean Duggan. In it, Duggan claimed the FBI had opened an investigation into possible public corruption involving Poston and Collins. The letter Perez sent to Chapman does not mention Collins. Duggan's email was leaked to the media, which gave it broad publicity. I was never aware of any investigation, and I was never contacted by anyone at the FBI or any law enforcement organization, Poston said in a statement. It's unclear whether this was a true investigation or politically motivated. Poston and her husband, Jason Heinkel, owned J2 Media, which CLEA hired to conduct a media campaign to help convince the city to hire more officers. Poston was not a member of the council at that time. J2 Media's first CLEA video was uploaded on January 15, 2021. The decision to hire J2 Media was made by the union's board, not one person, according to Collins. The labor association paid about $180,000 over 2 years for J2 Media's work, according to IRS records. Some public relations insiders told this newspaper that is a typical rate for the work performed. Collins has said in the past the media campaign and his increased public persona led to conflicts with the command staff in the Chandler Police Department. Police officials and CLEA had been holding monthly meetings, but they ended in July 2023. Duggan said police department leaders stopped meeting because Collins had filed a legal claim against the city, claiming he was the victim of retaliation by his superiors. In his claim, Collins said his superiors reassigned him from being a detective in the intelligence unit to being an officer the day after Poston was elected in August 2022. He claimed that was in retaliation for his activities as CLEA president. Two surveys of Chandler police officers, one by CLEA and the other by an outside agency hired by the city, found multiple problems between officers and command staff. On November 10, 2023, Duggan met with city manager Joshua Wright and followed up that meeting with an email. In that email, he said that the FBI was investigating Poston and Collins for public corruption. However, in the 15 months since then, there has been no obvious sign an investigation was underway. Poston, Collins, the city, and CLEA have all said that they were never asked for any records or asked to speak with FBI agents. When asked if there was an investigation, an FBI spokesperson said the agency has a policy of not confirming or denying any investigation it may or may not be doing. Poston said she has tried to be above board during this process. I raised my business relations with CLEA with the city attorney before I took office, and publicly in a city council meeting, Poston said. In both instances, the city attorney advised there was no conflict of interest. Poston said that once she announced she was running for council, she handed the CLEA account to someone else in her office. Once she won election, they worked to transfer the account to another agency. I don't understand why the city waited this long to reveal there was an investigation, Poston said. It's unclear what the confirmation from the FBI will mean to the lawsuits. We are still evaluating our options with our attorneys, Poston said. The lawsuits mostly point at the Duggan email for their claims of defamation, but they also include a number of anonymous letters sent to city officials that Poston's and Collins' lawyers say were likely sent upon information and belief by either Duggan or Assistant Police Chief Dave Rahmer, stating few knew about those communications. Collins declined comment. The city issued a statement saying, "The recently received correspondence offers confirmation for the first time of the existence of a FBI investigation. This matter is the subject of ongoing litigation, and our practice is not to comment on such cases." And our next article, also from the Chandler Arizonan, and also from Ken Sane, Arizonan Managing Editor. Falling revenue may doom Chandler's property tax cut. Chandler Mayor Kevin Harkey said even he is hesitant to cut the city's primary property tax rate for a 10th straight year after hearing the early budget outlook at a February 20 workshop. "I've been pushing decreases every year, but it may be prudent to stay that this year, at least from my perspective," Harkey said after the city's first budget workshop. Two more workshops and an all-day budget briefing are planned before council will make a final decision on what to do with the property tax rate. Councilman Matt Orlando said if he and his colleagues can't cut taxes again this year, it won't be because of anything the city did. "It's nothing we did. It's being imposed upon us by legislation," Orlando said, citing outside influences on our decision-making process. "There are two major reasons that council is concerned about this year's budget. One is a new state law that changed a property tax rate for some businesses. House Bill 2822 caps the limit on what companies can be forced to pay on properties they own. It would take us 10 years to collect the amount of tax that we used to collect in 1 year on that personal property," said Don Lang, the city's deputy city manager and chief financial officer. Chandler has been able to cut the primary property tax by a penny for each $100 of assessed value for 9 straight years because of the values of homes have been increasing. Even with the tax cut, property owners are still paying more because the state is limited in raising the assessed value to no more than 5% a year. Most home values have risen quite higher than that, and it's taking the city time to catch up. HB 2822 means the city will be collecting a lot less in property taxes this year. Lang said cutting the rate by a penny again this year would cost the city $412,425. Keeping it the same would gain $34,449. Another major concern involves actions the Trump administration is taking. The city had budgeted for about $70.4 million in federal grants. President Trump froze some of those grants. Leah Powell, the city's director of neighborhood resources, says she's checking the news each hour on the community services block grant plan. She said those grants pay for the city's Navigator program, code enforcement, and other services. Most of the federal grants the city receives go to neighborhood services, including many housing grants. If those grants are eliminated, then the city will have some difficult decisions to make. Councilmember Jane Poston announced that the city has set up a webpage to address all of President Trump's executive orders and the impact they might have on the city. She said it will be updated with the latest from the White House. Residents can find it at chandleraz.gov/executive orders. There are other concerns for this year's budget, Lang told council. First, this is the first full year the city will feel the impact of the state legislature eliminating the residential rental tax. That will cost the city about $10 million. Next, lawmakers may take additional actions that could cost the city more money. They're debating eliminating the grocery tax, which brings in about $14 million per year to Chandler. Just as concerning to city officials is Congress's consideration of a measure that would remove the tax exemption for bonds, making their purchase less attractive for investors and making it harder for governments to sell them. Finally, the economy may go into recession. City officials are monitoring for that or another increase in inflation because of possible trade wars and rising tariffs. No decision was reached at the first budget workshop, but some members of council expressed concern about a number of those issues. The meeting began by going over the results of the resident survey. A record 2,474 residents participated, over 1,100 more than a year ago. So many people responded that city officials used artificial intelligence to summarize the responses they got. The survey found Chandler residents are mostly happy with city services. About 99% are happy with the quality of life. 94% believe they get a good return on their tax dollar. And 96% are happy with overall city services. Police and fire also ranked high, with 100% saying they would get quality care from Chandler Fire and 97% saying they feel safe in Chandler. Survey respondents said their top concern is the social safety net. Second was enhancements to public safety, followed by improved park/athletic field maintenance. Next involved programs addressing homelessness. Respondents were also given a chance to make comments. Some of the themes the AI program said rose to the top. In the neighborhoods category, support for a mix of housing options, including single-family homes, townhomes, and condos. There also was support for more affordable housing for seniors and young families, but also some opposition to multifamily apartment buildings. In most of the other categories, the comments were generally supportive of what the city is doing. The survey showed support for water conservation efforts, solar expansion, including city buildings and homes, better recycling programs, interest in composting and separate waste collection, and expanding pickleball courts and other recreational options. Respondents showed appreciation for existing pools and aquatic programs, as well as the variety and accessibility of parks and recreation centers. The survey drew positive feedback on well-maintained roads, street lighting, and public spaces, support for city-led cleanup programs, including alley maintenance and bulk trash pickup, and support for extending the municipal airport runway to attract business aviation. Respondents also appreciated the city's work in attracting businesses, particularly in tech and semiconductor industries. There were also positive feedback about Chandler's Flex, the city's micro-transit service and existing bike lanes and paths. The city got high marks for community safety, visible patrols, quick responses, professional service, courteous officers. Lang said that department heads report it will cost more in the 2025-26 budget to keep service levels at the same point they are this year because of high use of amenities, contract increases, and inflation. So far, they are proposing an increase of $23 million just to maintain services at current levels. The cost of the new programs they would like to introduce would be an additional $9.9 million. City staff is working through those requests now before making a recommendation to council. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your reader, J.W. Nicholas, and we're looking at news of the past week from Chandler and Gilbert and Sun Lakes. As a quick reminder, if you missed any part of this program or others you may enjoy on Sun Sounds, you can access them anytime on demand on our website at www.sunsounds.org. Find it under Broadcast Info and Audio. And now we'll move along to our next story from the Sun Lake Splash. This by David Zapotka. Word of the Month, Compersion. Reader Linda Walker writes, I was studying the Bible and wanted to know the opposite of jealousy. Google AI Gemini told me of a new word, compersion. It said jealousy is the feeling of resentment or anger towards someone because they possess something you desire. Compersion is the feeling of joy or contentment when someone you care about experiences happiness, even if that happiness doesn't directly involve you. For example, feeling happy for your partner when they succeed in their career, even if it means they'll be busier, would be an example of compersion. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate your contribution and found this word interesting. Compersion. Compersion. Shun, a noun. Origin and etymology. Coined by the Herista community in the 1970s, probably following the model of dispersion, it may be a derivation from the root of the Latin word parcere, to divide, to share. Prefix com, with. Another hypothesis that it may be derived from French compère, partner. Shun, based on an earlier use of the French compérage to denote the practice of brothers-in-law sharing wives observed among Tupi people of the Brazilian Amazon, is less plausible. First known use, 1970s. Compersion is the positive emotion one feels when one sees their partner involved with another person. It's often called the opposite of jealousy. Try to imagine a warm feeling you may experience when you see your best friend snuggled up with their spouse. You might think, wow, I'm so happy they're happy. It's nice to see them being treated well. Now, try to imagine that you're feeling that same happy emotion, but for your partner. Compersion is about deriving joy from seeing another person's joy. It's about empathizing with their happiness. If you've ever been happy for someone else, you've experienced something like compersion. Sean Ferguson, April 19, 2022. Compersion originated in the polyamorous community, but is compersion exclusive to non-monogamous relationships? Not necessarily. I have found many monogamous people can identify compersion once they know how to name it. How can monogamous people feel compersion if their partners aren't dating other people? Every possible stimulus for jealousy is also an opportunity for compersion. Monogamous people might feel joy at their partner's close friendships, work wins, and other positive experiences. Jody Hamilton, PhD. Compersion used in a sentence. I experienced a strong sense of compersion seeing my sister's happiness after her successful job interview. I experienced compersion watching my daughter win her first soccer game. Seeing them giggle like teenagers as they came in from a date filled me with compersion. Compersion used on the web. If you took the word compersion, which is all about loving other people, having love and pleasure, and put it into a kaleidoscope, and then look the color hot pink, New York Times. Rich, his compersion is flowing, from Slate. Please submit your compersion experiences or any word you may like to share along with your insights and comments to dzapodka at wbhsi.net. And now we move along to the Gilbert Sun News, an article by Aparna Sekhar, GSN staff writer. Fourth-gen chef pivots to music management. Dennis Perry has worn many hats in his life as a chef, jobs at his family's restaurants, a sporting goods store owner, and club manager. He even opened a couple of eateries in Arizona. Now the Gilbert resident is venturing into entertainment management, saying there's a need for up-and-coming Arizona artists requiring representation that will highlight their music. Petty founded DDP Worldwide, which handles all aspects of managing artists, including social media, production, promotions, and booking engagements. Petty's journey, till now, has been anything but predictable. He originally expected to take over the reins of his family's restaurants in Oregon, having grown up helping out in the business with his parents. My grandpa was a chef. His was a chef. And so I basically grew up in the restaurant business and started working for my mom and dad, he said. I worked as a dishwasher. I worked as a prep cook. I worked as a busboy. I did every part of it. Having done a little bit of college, Petty spent his teen years learning on the job, working at his sister's lodge in Alaska, at an auto body shop in Oregon, even at a Colorado cabinet store with his uncle. By the time he was 19, Petty had already spent a couple of years working at Cascade Athletic Supply, a premier sporting goods store in Oregon. That is when he got a call from his parents that they were moving to Alaska and opening a restaurant there. They wanted him to work with them. It's in a town called Glen Allen. The Copper River runs right through it, he said. So in the summertime, it would bolster up to about 20,000 people because of all the fishermen coming there, and we would be slammed at the restaurant. Although work was plenty, Petty grew tired of the town, wanting to experience the big city life. He then moved to Anchorage to work in some restaurants there. His first encounter with the Grand Canyon State was in the late 1980s when Petty and a couple of his friends moved to Phoenix to open a club together. The venture did not pan out as they expected, leaving the group stranded. "Here we are, no place to live, no place to work," Petty said. "We went out and got jobs at the same place they were building the original Denim and Diamonds over at the Town Plaza, right on 40th and Thomas. Petty started out by doing construction work on the site, then as a barback and bartender in the club, eventually getting promoted to club manager. After a couple of years in the valley, Petty moved back to Alaska to take over his parents' business in Glen Allen, managing it until 2010. During this stint, Petty also opened a sporting goods store right next to the restaurant, running it for 12 years. After going through a divorce, Petty sold his businesses in Alaska and moved to Arizona for good, crashing with one of his friends who originally moved with him to the state. Petty took over the chef's role at a Gilbert eatery called Sammy's Bar and Grill. After working with the owners to revamp the bar's kitchen setup, Petty bought the place and renamed it The Groves. The Groves was also where Petty met his wife, Deanna Bluer. "I met my wife there, and we were dating. She became a partner in it with me," he said. "And then we just grew from there and got bigger." Petty expanded his restaurant business to Groves Bakeries next to The Groves and bought another space in 2014, which became JC's Steakhouse, one of the few locally owned East Valley steakhouses. "We named it after my dad and her dad because they were the biggest inspirations in our lives," he said. "And her dad's name was Charles. My dad's name was John." Petty and Bluer ended up selling The Groves to give their full attention to the steakhouse, which thrived until the pandemic hit. "Honestly, it wasn't because of COVID. It was employees that were so hard to get at that time," Petty explained. Due to the mounting problems in staffing, Petty decided to sell the business, closing the doors of JC's Steakhouse in January 2021. It was also around this time that Petty decided he would pursue something else, something new. "I just had this epiphany driving down the road that I've accomplished everything there was in the restaurant business," he said. "I've been on the Food Network channel, I've won competitions, we've had some of the best restaurants in town, and I just don't feel like I need it anymore." During a summer party a few months later, Petty found his new objective when he spoke with one of the musicians performing. The artists had said they needed someone to manage and take their musical career further, and for Petty, a new passion was born. Today, DDP Worldwide manages 4 artists and does booking for 12 more. The company has also started its own events branch, DDP Events, and has a record label and publishing company too, Global Music. "We also have Live Life. It is the music festival that we put on," Petty said. "We also started a radio show just not long ago, and that's called Arizona on the Rise, and it's on 96.3 Real Country." Petty attributes his lifelong love for music and growing up around musicians for the smooth transition he had into the field. Yet, since venturing into the music industry, Petty has grown to appreciate its similarities with the restaurant industry. "There's a lot of parallels in it, so it's really not that different," he said. "In a restaurant, you're trying to sell a steak, right? And you're trying to sell this special for the night. In the management company, in the music business, you're trying to sell this artist. And you're trying to sell it to the radio stations. You're trying to sell it to festivals." Amid all the excitement of a new endeavor, Petty noted that his family always keeps him grounded in reality. "Family is very important to me. We have a blended family, 5 kids and 8 grandkids," he said. "I would not be where I am today without my wife. She's the detail person. I'm the big picture person." His biggest piece of advice to youngsters entering the workforce was putting in the work and redefining success as per their personal goals. Success does not have to be that you're George Strait or that you're Lainey Wilson. That doesn't happen a lot, he said. There's a million people out there that are shooting for that. But you know you can shoot for it. Don't be afraid to shoot for it, because as long as you work hard and you do the right things, make the right choices, then you'll be successful. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Chandler, Gilbert, and Sun Lakes. One more quick reminder, if you missed any part of this program or others you might enjoy on Sun Sounds, you can access all of them anytime, on demand, on our website at www.sunsounds.org. Find them under Broadcast Info and Audio. We truly hope you enjoy the programs and information we bring to you on Sun Sounds. We volunteers enjoy bringing it to you. A quick reminder, again, that you can always find us on any of your connected devices streaming via our Sun Sounds of Arizona mobile app, available for Apple and Android phones and tablets. Once again, I'm your volunteer reader, J.W. Nicholas. Stay safe and look out for one another. And please stay tuned for the Arizona Republic, coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona.